the child still has a problem if one parent dies. You know, we have to deal with those things. And one of the issues that our parents are not doing if they are going through the divorce is that they leave even the children out when they are deciding, oh, I'm done, it's talak time, or it's time for divorce, we're filing. They don't prepare them. They don't prepare them. We find children coming to our offices knowing, having no clue what is happening.
My mom has moved out, my dad has moved out. We don't
sometimes
know
they still stay in the same house.
Okay.
And the child gets so broken to hear in a court service officers to say, oh, your mom and dad are no longer going to do to be together. Yeah, yeah. But it's best if you lay the foundation. You know, we have social workers that can assist us to tell them, but lay the foundation whilst you're still home and make them at ease. Tell them what is the divorce. It doesn't mean that the other parent is going to leave you. It means us are no longer going to be together. But if you want to go to daddy's house, you can go to daddy's house. If you want to go to mommy's house, you can go to mommy's house.
And the liberty.
But we're not going to allow you to just do things by yourself. Me and daddy and me are going to I still going to work together. Do you understand?
I think that's quite important. Let's take Sabelo in Mpumalanga, and then after that we'll take Connie. Sabelo? Hi, Sabelo. Connie? Connie, you are in Muruleng. Hi, Connie.
Yes.
Yes, speak to the advocate.
Okay. As a stepmother, do I have a right to approach court for application of and care of the child, because the scenario is like that. The father had a child. Okay, the husband has a child before the marriage, and he has been contributing financially to the needs of the child. So he's been denying reasonable access. He doesn't see the child, but he's sending money, maintenance money, monthly. And recently the father was garnished for a maintenance, whereas he's been contributing financially through stop order to the needs of the child. So now the issue is, I want to know if, as a legal wife, we are in a civil marriage, do I have a right to appear with him before court, and do I have a right to apply for care and contact of the child since the father has been denied reasonable access.
Mm. Connie, you listen on the radio, ne?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Connie. Johannes, in Limpopo. Hi, Johannes.
Hi.
Yes, ask your question.
Okay, good evening. May you please, at the end of this program, allow the advocate to give us the numbers, the phone number, where they can phone.
Okay.
So because he has answered one of my problems already, that's why what I need is only a cell phone.
All right. John, okay. All right, thanks. We'll do that. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Advocate, how do we then respond to that? I think it's going to be interesting. I'll just pick up one call at the moment so that you can answer all of them, and then we wrap it up as well. Okay. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, the advocate is here. You can go ahead.
I've called earlier on. I've discussed my issue with you. First to call me there.
Yes.
Like on not live. Yes, I'm not sure if I'm live.
Oh, okay. No. We'll definitely follow you back. I think we put you on the line one. We'll call you back just immediately after this. So stay put. Yeah, we'll give you another call, advocate. Well, let's. We're going to leave that one for now because I was thinking this is an off-air conversation. So let's answer those two,
okay.
And then we'll contact him later on. Yeah.
Okay. We have a stepmother who's asking whether she can apply for access or care for the child.
Yeah.
In this scenario, because the father is still alive, the biological father is still alive,
yeah,
he can be the mother. The father should be the co-applicant to the court,
in the case.
And then the mother, we want her as well. We would like her to participate, because now this child doesn't only have a mother, he has two mothers now, because he's still going to be able to required to access the child. If we say access should happen, the stepmother should also understand that the child will be coming to visit and all that, so we should start building a relationship there. So, but however, in terms of application, the father has to do it. It doesn't matter. He can even cite the stepmother as well. That is both of them, because they legally married. But the father has to take an initiative, right, of making that application. And and then they said the father is contributing, however, is not getting contact or access, and the father has been recently garnished. You know, the issue of, we spoke about it, the issue of maintenance versus access to the child, those are two separate legal issues. You know, you can pay maintenance and decide not to have access to the child. But if you can also be in a situation where you want access or contact to the child, but you can't pay maintenance, maybe you are unemployed also.
Yeah.
So it's two separate issues, so they shouldn't be conflicted.
But we must make it clear to the parents that if one parent is unable to maintain the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of any circumstance, it does not mean that the parents loses the right to access the kids,
yes,
like the children,
yes,
or the child.
Yes, okay. Definitely. Definitely. So, and he says the father has recently been garnished for maintenance. There should have been the reason for that. You know, garnish, it's mostly done where the parent has been defaulted.
Okay.
You
yes.
know.
Yes.
But in what Connie can do is that encourage the husband to make an application in the courts, and then she can be cited as the other party there. And then for the Limpopo numbers, can we give the numbers right at the end of the?
We have just come to the end, so we can give them now. Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have Limpopo because we have 9 offices throughout the country. What I can say is that I think in your document there is the number for the national office.
Yeah.
Can I give them that number? They will redirect it to Limpopo.
Yeah. I think it's quite important for us to give that number, because I know a lot of people will be saying, no, we want to make calls and make inquiry.
Okay. They can make inquiries through my email as well. I'll distribute the information to the other advocates to
That's
assist.
Mm.
So I can send, for instance, a query to a B. Makanyoha, as in MAKGANYOHA @justice.gov.za. And another number to access if you want to use a telephone, they will redirect you to the appropriate office. Unfortunately, my apologies, I don't have everybody's numbers now. The main office or the national office is 012-357-8022. And when you call, you can cite that you need to access the office in the area that you are.
Mm.
We are in 9 provinces, right? All the provinces, there is an office of the family advocate. So if you say, you can just ask like Kimang Johannes.
Mm.
Johannes can call here and ask for the Limpopo number, or the Johannes can also email me. I can forward the address or information for the Limpopo office.
That's important. I also encourage you, as we conclude, to visit the Facebook page of the Department of Justice and Consular Development. Also, you'll find the numbers there as well, the national numbers that you just mentioned there as well. It's quite important. Advocate Lemmy, thank you so much for your time, for joining us this evening.
Yes, we are on social media as well. I was like just worried about people that would not have smartphones or all that. So if you are able to access the social media, you can just type the Office of a Female Advocate, you'll get all the details there.
And people to say, please,
there are those that do not have smartphones, so fake the ultra can rather use this telephone and then they shall be redirected.
All right. From me, Taripani Mujezi, we are again back again next week as well on this important problem. Let's talk justice. Live Your Rights is the radio program brought to you by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development in the Republic of South Africa. My name is Tari Mujezi, as I've just said. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week. Join us on our social media pages as well to continue also this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.